Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Creative Biolabs launches integrated cell therapy platforms to support cancer immunotherapy. Creative Biolabs has launched integrated cell therapy platforms to support cancer immunotherapy, offering researchers a seamless service for developing next-generation cellular immunotherapies. Recent regulatory approvals have highlighted the therapeutic potential of cell-based therapies, and Creative Biolabs is at the forefront with platforms combining scientific rigor, technological innovation, and clinical scalability. Their smart CAR platform offers construction services for novel CAR designs tailored to tumor biology and immune microenvironment for optimal efficacy. Their CAR-T platform, targeting solid tumors, overcomes immunosuppressive defenses with bispecific CARs and optimized delivery systems. The Telerpy platform provides precision cell profiling and expansion, utilizing cutting-edge technologies to ensure highly potent and specifically targeted TILs against cancer cells. For more information, visit the Creative Biolabs website.
Shared waters, shared challenges. Unlocking the path to transboundary basin sustainability. A recent study of 310 transboundary basins worldwide reveals that their average sustainable development goals, SDGs index score, is just 42 out of 100, well below the global national average of 67. Researchers identified four challenge types, from degraded water quality to vulnerability to climate extremes. Tackling clean water, economic growth, and health together could help 38% of these basins achieve sustainability. The study emphasizes the urgent need for a global, systematic approach to address environmental and social dimensions across borders. The research team from Nanjing University, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and Stockholm University introduced a framework integrating environmental Gini coefficients with SDG indicators to assess progress in transboundary basins. The results show regional contrasts, with coordinated action on clean water, economic growth, and health as the most effective route to boosting sustainability.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.